need to carry forward the legacy of Monar Tipaswis, like Chandrasekhar Bhandari, RSS Pracharak Suramanna. Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh Karnataka pay tributes Nudi Namana to Chandrasekhar Bhandari, veteran RSS Pracharak who departed to heaven on the 30th of October 2022. This tribute gathering of Nudi Namana, held in the evening on the 10th of November 2022, Thursday, was attended by hundreds of karyakartas and close associates of Chandrasekhar Bhandari. Chandrasekhar Bhandari was born in the year 1935, and he completed his graduation in science and education. After working as a teacher for a short stint, he started his journey as Pracharak in 1961. During the emergency in 1975, he was extensively involved in literary activities. He was an eclectic personality, being a poet, thinker, author, journalist, researcher, and historian. He also headed the Prachar Vibhag of Karnataka South and North in 1994 and, in 2012, worked as Akhila Bharat Sahitya Parishad Parantha Sanyojak. Kuvempu Bhasha Bharati awarded him Best Translator in 2011 for Samajika Kranti Surya Ambedkar, a well-famed books. Nagraj, Kshetriya Sanghachalak, Dakshina Madhya Kshetra, Shri Su. Ramanna, Senior Pracharak, Shri G.B. Harish, author and thinker, and Shri Du G.U. The senior journalist Lakshman paid their heartfelt tributes in this homage assembly. Shri V. Nagraj remembered Chandrasekhar Bhandari, who was fondly known as Chandru to him. He hailed Chandrasekhar Bhandari as a highly revered Pracharak who will always be a role model. Recalling an instance, he said Chandrasekhar Bhandari answered, "I am a Pracharak, for asking why does he wash his clothes when someone could assist him in these chores." Sharing the traits of Chandrasekhar Bhandari, Kshetriya Sanghachalak described him as a true Swayamsevak. He was non-egoistic and always followed the code of conduct in the Sangha, irrespective of his seniority and age. Chandrasekhar Bhandari's contribution to expanding Sangha's work was immense. They frequently traveled, and he was always adaptable to any scenario. Acknowledging his efforts in documenting the history of Sangha, he noted the quality of internalizing the Sangha in Chandrasekhar Bhandari himself for the society and nation. He was soft-spoken yet firm in his opinion. Chandrasekhar Bhandari was a frequent visitor to the Mithak Club. In the year 2014, during a memorial lecture highlighted the need for reservation in society and called upon to create such a society where Dalits themselves will voluntarily give up their reservation. Along with all such traits, Chandrasekhar Bhandari's humor attracted many, well, no journalist do. G.U. Lakshman paid tributes by conceding the way Chandrasekhar Bhandari inspired the youth of Karnataka and the impact made by him through his influential writings. Do. G.U. Lakshman highlighted the awareness Chandrasekhar Bhandari had about the importance of documenting the activities and history of Sangha. He observed the habit of reading 7 to 8 newspapers to understand and analyze the happenings in society. Talking about the exceptional quality of Chandrasekhar Bhandari's immense interest in the etymology of Kannada, Hindi and English words, valued his careful research before writing any article to assert no wrong messages are conveyed. For more than 6 decades, he consistently wrote articles and was extensively involved in intellectual activities in the Sangha. The journalist described Chandrasekhar Bhandari as empathetic, straightforward, and favorite, and always open to listening. Shri G.B. Harish orated as Baswanna, can be called Bhakti Bhandari Baswanna, and Chandrasekhar Bhandari can be called Dasha Bhakti Bhandari. Similar to Vo Nguyen Giap of Vietnam, who was transformed as a teacher into a soldier, RSS has produced such soldiers to serve them in various fields of society, and one among them was Chandrasekhar Bhandari. He reminisced about Upendra Shanoy's friendship and Chandrasekhar Bhandari's intellectual discussion about multiple facets of the community and the nation. He reminded the committed contribution of Chandrasekhar Bhandari in the translation and authoring of numerous books. Like Chile's poet Neruda, whose poems were widespread and liked by lakhs of people, Chandrasekhar Bhandari's poems became omnipresent and enjoyed even by socialists. One such was Dhariga Vitarisite Swargada Spardhu, a famous Kannada poem prevalent in national festivals, schools, functions, ceremonies, etc. He concluded his words by recalling Chandrasekhar Bhandari's hospitality to everyone who visited him, showing the down-to-earth trait. Senior Pracharak, Shri Su. Ramanna addressed the gathering by asserting this Nudi Namana is not an end, and this is not only Nudi Namana but also Kriti Namana. It is how the legacy of RSS has been carried out for years. He recalled the pledge taken by V.A. Gopal in an homage meeting held in the year 1968 for Pandit Deen Dayal Upadhyay. Shri Ramanna defined Chandrasekhar Bhandari as an everlasting lamp and silent sage who dedicated himself to the cause of the society and nation. Sangh provided so many such silent sages. He called upon to remember and inspire by such everlasting lamps on the centenary of RSS and hence termed tribute as Kruti Namana. He pronounced RSS as an organization with no personification, aspiration or institutional ambition. Dr. Hedgewarji established such a legacy in 1925. Further asserted, Sangh is not an organization or institution but a cultural movement. Shri Suramanna recalled a book release ceremony held in Chamrajnagar, quoting Kalegala MLA Shri Mahesh's opinion on Sangh. After coming in contact with RSS, Dalit activist Mahesh understood Sangh's non-political nature and adorned the ideological commitment, non-personified lifestyle, and financial discipline of Pracharaks and Karyakartas of RSS. Shri Su Ramanna added, RSS is all-inclusive and not exclusive. He called upon to carry forward the legacy of many silent sages like Chandrasekhar Bhandari and to take a pledge like V.A. Gopal took in P.T. Deen Dayal's tribute, that Chandrasekhar Bhandari's dutifulness, sacrifice, and commitment will be taught within us and be a Swayan Sevak showing path in the society. He asked the gathering to repeat sentences of senior Pracharak shared once in point. Can you translate Deen Dayal Upadhyay's homage ceremony about the legacy of RSS to English as, what if the body is destroyed today, the lamp of hope will continue to burn. The new generation will come forward and pour the oil to this lamp. The Nudi Namana tribute by Dattatre Hosabale, Sarakaryavaha, RSS, was read in the gathering below. In his tribute, he said, Chandrasekhar Bhandari is one of the jewels of Sangh's Pracharak legacy. For the nation's cause, he improved his personality and dutifulness on his own, scrubbed them on the white stone of Sangh like sandal, and dedicated it to the worship of the motherland. He was experiencing happiness in this great work and became guiding light and role model to all. In his unique way, he was simple in life, highly intellectual, non-egoistic, and highly competent in Sangha Karya. He has left us a matchless legacy. He was a devoted and allegiant Pracharak with a multifaceted personality as a poet, author, and sportsman who was ever ready and is the life of learning. Always hard work and a life of non-compromising and unwavering ideological commitment. Witness Sangh's journey in Karnataka. Though he joins history now, he is always immortal. His inspiration is an everlasting lamp, and he lets this lamp show the light to us. May his Atma attain Sadgati. Om Shanti. The tribute meeting ended by observing silence for a minute and reciting of Shanti mantra. Saha Sarakaryavahar of RSS Mukunda CR, Kshetriya Pracharak Sudhir Ji, Kshetriya Karyavahar Tipswami, Prant Pracharak Guru Prasad, Saha Prant Pracharak Nandish, Senior Pracharak Ka. Shri Nagaraja, former Legislative Council member Bhanu Prakash, noted writer S.R. Leela, National General Secretary of Bharatiya Janata Party C.T. Ravi and many other dignitaries were present. Thank you for listening to the organizer.